relationships within the entity with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And both must be there. Not only for the living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the eternal potency, eternal concepts, imagined by mind, also desires. And as we have come under, Radha and Krishna in one form, personality God and Krishna, tasting the position of the devotee, and giving that opportunity to everyone else. It is through such devotees, who are certain such examples, that one can enter into Vrindavan, that one can enter into a relationship with the personality of Godhead according to his desire. So, the Dharma Guru is born, just like that. It appeared that he was quite attached, creating such a wonderful airplane which he knew wounded the demigods, which is able to go anywhere, which is of immense size, and kept the inhabitants always feeling beautiful and strong. He travelled for hundreds and hundreds of years, apparently enjoying the senses, and absorbed. But factually he had one desire, to fulfill his purpose as a Prajapati, and produce nine sons from nine daughters from nine sages who could similarly propagate and most importantly make the situation for the appearance of the personality of Godhead for people. And now this duty is done. It is requested that you basically, it's moving on to everything all over again. And this is going on. Each incarnation is coming, each great personality is coming into the universe, and of course, it's time to move on to the next universe. With the sole purpose of giving all the conditions of the entities the opportunity to come in contact with the eternal service of personality. This Shankara philosophy, which Kapila will speak to his mother, Devahuti, will describe very intimately the workings of the material universe, how complex it is, and how to ultimately overcome this repeated birth and death. How to cut this knot of attachment to the material world which actually does not exist. There is no knot. Not only can you point out this knot, we can describe it, or you attach to the senses, you attach to taking shelter of this world, but there is no knot. The knot is an illusion. And what is that illusion? Within the entity is thinking. Has developed the false idea, the hook-up, that I'm attached to the material world. This is the knot. So yes, we've been studying very deeply all the shastras and trying to understand the workings of material nature and how to control the senses, how to control the mind and the intellect. Or we can take advantage of what all great personalities have already been through, such as the Dharma Guru. And here the conclusion that you simply have to engage once again in service to the Lord. Rather than keep the mission to the lives. Is very nice. something becomes sense gratification. But oh, I'm so glad. I know so many stories. I know so many things. I can describe so many things. Please worship me. Please appreciate me. If we can use this philosophy for describing to our living entities how to come to this point of devotion service, and yes, you must learn it very deeply. Very deeply. So Prabhupada wanted us to know his books inside out. Just like the lawyers. If you know how to analyze how to read the points of the law. And we have no opportunity just to defeat each other. Prabhupada wanted us to have a similar understanding of these books, but not for the point of just bewildering everyone else, speaking very fancy, but for the point of fully understanding this philosophy to be able to guide our living entities who have still not come to that platform back home to God. Many great personalities have been totally illiterate, and yet they've been able to surrender to the personality of Godhead. This is an annual process of a living entity to Krishna, in and out dependent on knowledge, not even transcendental knowledge. Not dependent on different austerities to control the senses and the mind. It is dependent on the deep desire that I want to satisfy the senses. And that is open to everyone, especially in our present age of Kali. The easiest process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The Lord is right there, we call him his name. We need to look no further. He is there with all of his associates, of his eternal down, all over the plane and in arms. This is come from Golgotha. It is wonderful to go. Simply we have to take the first two processes and do a shusha, shravan kirtan. We have to hear and chant. Hearing them simply hear, and chanting them to simply chant. There is no room for speculation in between. Oh, I need to control my mind in this way, I need to do this, I need to do that. Simply chant and hear. Chant and hear. Chant and hear. When we enter into that, and perfection is already. But as long as the mind wants to run here and there, taking no notice of that chanting, simply meditating on so many useless things, and as long as the living entity wants to take shelter of that excuse, oh, I can't control my mind, I can't control my senses, oh, there's so many disturbances from the material nature. That's why I can't sit down and chant Hare Krishna. These are just false excuses. When somebody is speaking something of interest to us, describing how somebody is doing this or that, something which we are feeling, oh, I really want to hear this, then nothing can distract us. When we're absorbed in some activity which we really want to do, nothing. We're quite capable of being fixed in what we want. I came of being fixed and absorbed in this material body and the activities of this material body. But when we say, I'll just sit down and tell me how that's to do. My mind is going here and there. And so we have volumes and volumes of philosophy describing the dreams and pointing out that yes, my dear Buddha, my dear foolish person, the reason that your mind and senses are out of control is because you're thinking you're somehow connected with them. You're identifying with this false world. And it's very confusing because it's not real. In Prabhupada mentioned, you see, scientists in purple, and they're running from pillar to post trying to understand the workings of the material world. They can never do it. Whether it's some more great achievement they make, hundreds of others' problems appear. The material world, and everything that is true in this body and mind, which we have to understand, is of a illusory nature. It's not good. Why? Because it is temporary. Make sure it's real. But it's always changing by every second. The humanity is tired of this simply due to illusion. Now that we want to sit down and become a servant of Krishna. All of the spiritual potencies, all of the great ones are there to aid that personality. To give us strength. We simply have to understand the essence of Shastra. To surrender once again to the person. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. You can sit down and chant Hare Krishna in that consciousness and forget about everything else. Or you can carry on chanting Hare Krishna and simultaneously meditating on so many things. And then you can sit around wondering, how come I'm not making the spiritual advancement? Even the Nama-Pura, they destroy all sins that we can commit. So why am I still absorbed in this forsakenness? Why am I? Because we're committing offenses. We should chant the holy name attentively. At a time that it does not mean absorbed in what I have to do today, absorbed in what somebody else is doing. Oh, so let's stop for a little chat and carry on chanting, or let's have a little here and there. If somebody comes to you and you're not taking any notice of them, or you invite somebody, oh, please come and take some food in my house, we just serve them and stop your way and I'm really. And said, of course that person doesn't feel very happy in their presence. He doesn't feel the way he wanted. So we think we can just worship Krishna in the same way. Well, his internal potencies, his eternal devotees, are not allowed that. They do not doubt Krishna to be disturbed in that way. They will keep him far away. Like carrying on practice. Jiva Goswami said you can carry on from meal to verse in such a great practice. It's a great personality, definitely a great personality. A blessed personality who is actually given the opportunity. Yes, as soon as you are ready, we want to take you back to the spiritual world. As soon as you are ready. As soon as you're willing to give up, in your walk to fulfillment. Become people. That's simplest. Just as all of us right now surrender on us, become Krishna's soul our servant, or simply become children. Oh, yes. So everybody look around you. So what? But if perfection of life is not saved, and if we're simply tired of taking another birth, again amongst the bodies, it may sound very wonderful, except you have to go through the womb again. Except you have to go through so many miseries again. And again and again. With all your knowledge which you may accumulate, with all the smoke which you may have felt, they will go with you. All the masses will also go with you, great acharyas. But they'll be looking on with such compassion. Why? He's been given everything, yet he's still not surrendering. Why is taking birth again with you? But this is not the goal of life, to take birth among the bodies again and again. The goal of life is actually to surrender to the satisfaction of Krishna's senses. And that's the only position we choose to go on traveling through the material universe, is giving that same opportunity to everyone else. But don't confuse that personality with the personality who is forced to take birth again. The personality who is not taking perfection says, I don't mind taking birth again, I can go to hell. If you could actually remember what it was like in hell, you would not be wanting to go there. Unless you were going to be dependent and detached. You definitely would not want to go there. If you could actually understand what it's like to spend so much time in the womb, not just philosophically, not just totally accepting, yes, I know when I die I have to take birth. If you could actually understand the suffering that takes place there, you would not be foolish enough to say, oh yeah, I want to do that again. Please punish me some more. This is the woman of Buddha. How much more foolish than the karmis and everyone else is that personality who knows and yet carries on suffering? One can admit that yes, actually I'm attached, that's my problem. Time with the human process makes for success. We should study these shoulders way back. The climbing process of taking the holy name, understanding the potency, Namanamkari, becoming more tall than the tree and devoid of the potency, Kinada Krishnati. We must follow this process. It's not just, oh, I am a devotee, my channel, Krishna, I follow that. I am even better than most people, I live in that for double the time. And so what? So do the trees and the bugs. Shards there, so many things, and so many creatures come and take them. That's fortunate is the ants and the bugs. But become more fortunate by actually understanding the mercy and reciprocating the mercy. And one relationship with personality in Godhead, but it's not a one-sided thing of, oh, please take me, please engage me in your service. Calvin plays. He's sitting on his soldier's lap. He's moving here and there with his friends and relations. He's a person. And we treat him as a person, then we can enter into a relationship. If we just call out his name and meditate on something else, then what do we expect? Yes, to take the birth again, and again, and again, and again, and so we actually hear the essence of Shastra. It actually enters our heart. Given the Vaishnavas to associate, opportunity to associate with the Vaishnavas. Because we're not on the platform as of yet, to associate with the personality of Godhead, person to person, and the eternal resonance of the spiritual world, then we can associate with the Vaishnavas. That doesn't just mean, oh, we're singing the same thing together, we occasionally have a feast together, we gather in the temple together. We need to develop new relationships. Why? Because that is the practice. That is the supreme practice, is to develop the relationship. But never entering into a loving mood of relationship with the Lord. We know our mood is going from place to place, people that knew the Lord. We came across so many great personalities, but each one of them said, no, I'm not going to attain the position of this great personality. No, I'm not going to attain it. Until he actually came to Vajradhara. And there was actual devotion going on. Praying about him. Between the personalities. Not because the Lord is so great and wonderful and opulent, possession of all opulences. No!